are back. I am Andrew Langer in for Steve Gruber today. You can call us 877-310-9966. We'll want to do the three big things you need to know. In fact, let me do this. Well Connect is a hybrid geothermal system that connects to your existing heating and cooling system. And by using the renewable energy in the well in your yard, Well Connect helps you save up to 70% on your heating and cooling. If you use propane, heating oil, natural gas, even wood, you could save big money on your bills. Find out if the well in your yard should be a Well Connect hybrid geothermal system. Learn more at WellConnectGeo.com. WellConnectGeo.com. Well Connect is also looking for dealers in most states. Again, learn more, ConnectGeo.com. So, listen, I keep adding to these three big things you need to know. This is what you do as you flesh these out, as you have these conversations. But here we are, the three big things you need to know. Number one, as we learn more about the Nashville shooter, President Biden refuses to say whether the attacker was specifically targeting Christians. Among Audrey Hale's victims was the daughter of her pastor. LGBTQIA plus groups do not want police to release her manifesto. At the same time, a statement from a radical trans group calls her a victim. At the same time, these same groups are promoting a Trans Day of Vengeance. And that's still apparently going on, the Trans Day of Vengeance. I can't imagine why folks are trying to link the Trans Day of Vengeance to this this horrific shooting on Monday. Two, it's now come out that as he was testifying before Congress several weeks ago, journalist Matt Taibbi was visited at his home by the IRS. Taibbi, one of the journalists covering the story of interplay between the federal government and social media censorship, may have been the victim of identity theft, but why would the IRS visit him at his home on the day he was testifying before Congress? This at a time when Congress is investigating the weaponization of federal law enforcement and politics. And three, the New York grand jury investigating Donald Trump will most likely not issue any indictments this week, according to NBC News. This after reports almost 2 weeks ago that Donald Trump would be arrested last week. The left is waiting with bated breath. They want to watch Donald Trump do the perp walk. And the question is whether or not it is becoming increasingly unlikely that Donald Trump is actually going to get indicted. Let me get back to this. This situation that we were talking about with the Nashville shooter and the manifesto, and what Jerry Rogers just said about the issue of the about Audrey Hale being called a victim. This has come out yesterday. Now there is there are a number of different groups that are out there. There is the group that is putting out this day of vengeance called the Trans Radical Activist Network. They're not the group that put out this statement. This statement is something from a group called the Trans Resistance Network. I put this up yesterday. This was their media statement from Monday. Now they refer to Aubrey. Did I call her Audrey? Aubrey as Aiden. But let me read this. They say, we point out that today's incident in Nashville, Tennessee, is not one tragedy, but two. The first tragedy today is the loss of life of three children and adults. We extend our deepest sympathies, blah, blah, blah. We mourn with you. Now, so they say that. Then they say the second and more complex tragedy is that Aiden or Aubrey Hale, who felt he had no other effective way to be seen than to lash out by taking the life of others and by consequence himself. So they're saying, this Trans Resistance Network is saying that Hale, Aubrey Hale, is a victim. She's the one who killed the other people. And yet she is the more complex tragedy in this situation. No, I'm sorry. No matter how you slice it, at the end of the day, the more complex, the deeper tragedy here is not the crazy person who went and killed these kids and these adults at this Christian school. That's the tragedy. This other person may have been a demented and disturbed individual, and there may be some level of tragedy involved in this, that this person did this, but it's not more complex. She certainly was not a victim here. She was the perpetrator here. And I've got a real, real problem with an entity like this. But this is amazing to me. and maddening. It's outrageous to me that at the same that there is no culpability going on here. If this had been any other kind of an organization, if this had been a conservative organization, excuse me. If this had been a conservative organization that had been calling for a conservative movement, if there had been a conservative movement calling for a day of vengeance, I mean, first of all, if there had been a conservative movement calling for a day of vengeance, you could bet that the White House would have been screaming to high heaven that they were not going to allow this day of vengeance to happen. So there is a movement calling for a day of vengeance. On the same week that this day of vengeance is happening, someone, a crazy person, a crazy trans person, goes and shoots up a school, kills adults, kills kids. One would think that, oh my goodness, maybe this movement would say, you know something? Maybe we shouldn't have a day of vengeance. Maybe we should either cancel these events, or maybe we should call it something else. Maybe we should have some event where we're going to go out and mourn the people that this crazy person who was part of our movement, and I'm going to, yeah, part of this movement. Trans Day of Vengeance, trans person goes and kills people at a school. School she attended, by the way. And again, they're not releasing the manifesto. But I suspect... Or there are LGBTQIA plus folks who don't want the manifesto released. The Nashville police is debating whether or not to release this manifesto. I think we know that we're going to discover that there was vengeance in the mind of this person. No, they're just gonna go and continue with this day of vengeance. They don't care. In the end, just go ahead. Let's go and continue with our day of vengeance. I love this. There's a piece here of the WION web team. I don't know what WION. It looks like Nashville, Tennessee. How some U.S. media reports are trying to link Nashville shooting to so-called radical transgender activists. Gee, I wonder why they're doing that. I'm Andrew Langer. This is the Steve Group.